phone call for you.
You are going to be just... I can't. I'm not going to be able
to
live. I'm not going to be able to live with you.
I'm bouncing off the walls today, man. Look
not
at that.
Not going to be able to live with you.
You can't even see the hills. We had a hailstorm cloud.
Did you have hail?
Yeah.
Wow, what size? Like little BBs?
Enough to really just sound like it was like gunshots at first.
Cool.
I'm like, whoa, what the? Oh, okay.
Love that.
I mean, and out of nowhere, you know how usually it'll be raining for a minute, and then all of a sudden it'll get kind of crazy?
Uh-huh.
This was like, silence, silence, silence. Hail! It was great. I need to move somewhere insane, I guess. Well, you know what? I think this could work.
I don't know that there's a lot of people who agree with me that they wish it was sunny all the time. I haven't run into anyone.
Oh, really?
Not really.
I think most Los Angeles residents kind of agree with you.
I love sunny and 72. It could be that.
And it generally is.
Now, I'll take a day of this, but this is day two.
I think, you know,
it's wearing thin.
I think I need to be in some place like Seattle. Like, I could do the show remotely.
No.
Do you think you would ever try something like that?
No, that would never work. Don't be ridiculous.
Because I love this weather. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Of course, it takes 420 years to get here.
It does. It.
I don't know how to drive in the rain.
We're not straight drivers. That's not a thing. On today's Gimme Five.
Mm-hmm.
The theme is money.
Money, money, money. Someone in Altadena. Now, how long before they claim their $2 billion?
Somebody in Altadena bought Joe's Service Center.
I know. I love that it's Joe's Service Center.
Bought a $2 billion ticket.
You know, they got $1 million for that straight out the gate. Joe's did. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And there were like four other people that made $1 million on it, and they were all in California as well.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
You have a friend that lives near this place.
I do. Yes, and we immediately hit her up because we have an agreement that we're going to share some of the cash, which she's about the only human I know that I actually trust would do that.
She said she would?
Yeah, we've agreed. We've come to...
Wait, she's not a family member?
No, she's just a really good friend.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not that good a friend.
No one is.
What?
Yeah, she was totally on board with this for years, and I was like, get out of here. Go away. Forget it. But finally, after all these years, I'm like... Okay.
So she's in the area and you called her?
Yeah, immediately.
To see if she wanted $2 million?
Immediately. And we knew immediately that she didn't, unless she disappears tonight.
She lied.
I know that she didn't. And we were very disappointed because it was like right there. She lives like right there.
How much would she have shared with you? Is there a percentage?
$2 billion. Yeah, there's sort of I don't know. It would have been an amazing amount of cash.
I'm giving none to other
people. Good for you.
I would give a ton of it to charities.
Right, me too.
Because nobody needs $2 billion. But
yeah,
I don't know that I'd spread, and I'd give it to family, but I don't know that I would spread it around to friends.
I would only because she's been such a good friend. She's like, we fly to Vegas a lot, and she upgrades us to like first class.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
stuff like that
cool.
Over the years. But my wife and I have come to an agreement that if we will split it amongst the two of us three ways. So there will be a communal pot. And then there'll be my chunk of it that's a third.
Oh, interesting.
And a chunk of hers that's a third.
That's
a smart way to do it. Yeah, that way we're not.
So you can spend a third on whatever you want to spend
And be like, I don't, you
interesting.
Know, I stop wasting it on buying minks, dear, is what she's saying to me.
Sure, of course, because you love your minks.
I do love a good mink.
Wow, that's crazy.
But yeah, we thought that was a...
But then again, even if she won $2 billion, she could give you guys $20 million, and she'd still have $2
billion. Yeah. Pretty much not. Pretty damn much.
Yeah, all right, that's crazy.
It's insane. So.
Coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about Dude Looks Like a Lady. We tried this another day, but the phones didn't work.
Yeah, that was fun.
We have animal stories today.
Okay.
We have one American dollar today.
Yeah, you're going to win your dollar, man. You didn't win the $2 billion, but you might get a buck.
I might get one.
That'll be nice.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah.
We're going to play it between now and 4 o'clock.
I hope the winner is as excited as our $11,600 winner we had yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was awesome.
Yesterday's winner was Bolt.
Yeah, Bolt. Looking for that construction site thing all that time. Guessed Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, well done.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I tweeted, if you bought a lottery ticket at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, check your ticket, because that's the one that where they won $2 billion.
I mean, last time, how much was it? The last ticket just expired.
That was $38 million.
$38 million. Mm-hmm. Someone just let fly in the wind.
Just didn't realize they won it or whatever.
They lost the ticket. They left it in their underwear drawer.
So Martin tweeted me and said, Kevin, I used to buy from that exact station all the time.
Oh, my God. The one in Altadena?
Yep.
Joe's?
Yep.
Why
did he
stop?
I switched to the local drugstore when I stopped driving so much in the pandemic.
No! No! Oh,
so
my God.
So damn close. I can never play the lottery again. And I tweeted back, dude, it's only $2
billion. No big deal.
You don't need that.
Excuse me, miss. What do you mean, miss?
Sluggo.
Yeah, that's me.
Used to have hair down to his ass.
I did indeed.
And that's fantastic. And we tried to do this phone topic the other day, but our phones went out.
Oh, it was so annoying.
So I would like to try it again. And that is, dude looks like a lady.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a dude, but back in the day when you had the long hair, everybody's like...
Better now.
Excuse me, miss.
How many times did it happen to you when you had hair down here?
Constantly.
Really?
On a regular basis, pretty much.
From behind?
Yeah,
only?
Basically. Yeah. Yes, miss? Miss, can I help? Dude. Hi. Sorry. Not that I cared. I really didn't care. I thought it was pretty funny.
I would
assume
most people don't really care.
No. I'd sort of gotten a head start on it in that as a like a 10-year-old, my mom hated dealing with businesses on the phone. So in my high voice, I would call and get the business done while she told me what to say.
What?
So they would say, yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. You know.
While your mom?
Yeah. She was like, I ain't talking to these people. You talk to them.
What
Otherwise,
the
you're
going
to turn the power off. No, it wasn't quite that bad, but almost.
That's super weird.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I got used to them saying, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. We'll get that done, ma'am.
Did you ever just answer to ma'am?
Oh, constantly.
Ma'am, can we help you?
Sure.
Yes, you can. So dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
If you were a guy with long hair, did this happen to you at
any
point?
Does it now?
Did it happen to you when you were younger in a bar?
That never happened.
Do you ever get hit on? It would never happen to you in a bar?
No, that never happened. No, thank
you.
Can
I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you bastard. You're going to buy me several.
So you got mistaken for a woman.
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS.
That is rock and roll right there.
Yes, it is.
That is loud rock and roll.
Not just a little rosy.
I first got into AC/DC in high school, and that's when I started growing my hair insanely long.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's when it all started. Dude looks like a lady. Hey, ma'am.
When did you have your cheekbones shaved down so that you look more like a woman?
I had permanent makeup put on, my lipstick and my eyebrows. They still look lovely today.
Tattooed, they do.
Don't you think?
They're lovely. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so I don't no longer have long hair, but when I did have long hair, I was dating my ex one time. We were at a bar. And from a distance, I hear a guy yelling, F yeah, two chicks, oh yeah. And as he walks by, he goes, you're not a chick, bro, not cool.
Not cool, like you did on purpose.
Yo, hilarious, though.
He's mad at you
for spoiling his
dream.
Fantasy. He's going to go home and enjoy.
That's hilarious. Thank you for
That's
calling.
That's awesome, man. That's perfect. Thanks.
KLOS, hello. Did you ever get mistaken for a woman?
Yeah, because on Halloween, one time I got dressed like a woman, and me and my friend went to this bar.
That's not fair if you get dressed up like
a
woman.
Yeah, intentionally doing it.
Yeah.
No, they kept buying me drinks, these drunk guys at the bar.
Oh, they didn't know that you weren't?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, how many drinks did you get?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got plastered.
And how, fantastic.
And how far did you have to go in payment?
You know what he's asking. What'd you have to give up? You have to let him get a little something-something?
A little something-something out in the parking lot.
I punched out because they were on to me.
That's hilarious. That's
hilarious.
Funny.
Thank
right
you.
On, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You used to have long hair?
Yes, I did. I went skiing one time, and I was a rock musician, had pretty long hair, and I wiped out in the moguls right below the ski lift.
Right.
And the worst part about it was about, you know, every four or five of those little baskets went by, someone would yell, ma'am, miss, can we help you? Can we help you?
How long did it take you to get help?
You know, it took probably 20 minutes. I busted my knee, and I had to get the ride down by the ski patrol, but...
You're laying there in pain, and then you're going, I'm not a woman!
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Insult to injury. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about dude looks like a lady. You had long hair, and somebody mistook you for the other sex.
Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about Dude Looks Like a Lady. If you had long hair and you were mistaken for a woman.
Did you ever have really long hair, young Kevin?
No.
No. Never. How come? Just didn't care
My
to?
Dad used to literally just shave it off.
Oh my God, really?
Basically was bald while I was a kid.
Oh, really? I mean, even
I looked hot bald.
Even as a teenager, you weren't allowed to.
I just didn't care. I liked it short because it's easy to take care of.
I learned that in my late 20s, early 30s.
All you have to do is dry it.
Yeah. Don't even have to bother doing that.
Right.
And then you're done. I was like, that's awesome.
Hey, that's better.
That helps my laziness.
KLOS, hello.
I know you told the other guy it was Halloween, so it didn't count. Well, I did Elvira one year, standing outside smoking a cigarette. Two guys in the car came by honking a horn, hooting, hollering at me, go, hey, baby. They saw my mustache and hairy legs when it came to mind.
Mustache is a giveaway.
If I sell Elvira on the side of the road, I'd be, hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up. For sure.
My mom took a picture of me wearing that outfit, and I swear she's looking up, beaming up at me with pride.
That's fantastic.
If only I'd had a daughter.
Well done.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. You were mistaken for a woman?
Yes, I was. When I was a young man, I had all my girlfriend's moms loved my long blonde hair. And one time I was walking down the street and a car went by and the guys whistled at me. Then I heard another guy yelling at him, that's a hot chick.
Hilarious.
And the second time I was in my brother's, I was driving a van and I guess I was at a red light and I was kind of looking down so my hair was covering my face. And some kid in the car next to me, he's like, hey, baby. And I looked at him, and he about pooed.
I'll bet.
Did you ever have fun with it and say back to him?
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
Here's my digits.
No, I wasn't in that frame of mind at that age.
Gotcha.
I definitely would give him a hard time now. But
yeah, of course.
Well, grow your hair back
enjoy
out.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
It's too thin to grow out.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling.
that circus is past.
Yeah. All right, man. I hear you. Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. How about the other way around? How about what if I had short hair in the 90s and I was mistaken for a guy?
Sure, yeah. Tell us what happened.
I had the Winona Ryder haircut that every girl had at that time because we all wanted to look cool like her. Mm-hmm. And this old lady came up behind me. I swear to God, she said, excuse me, young man, and I wanted to die.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh.
Excuse me, young man. What the hell? Oh, my God!
It was so bad. I was like,
Welcome to 1997, ma'am.
That is hilarious. Thank you for calling.
That's awful.
And by awful, you mean funny.
Hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about...
Same. Jimi Hendrix, couple from Jimmy there on a 2 for Tuesday, Crosstown Traffic. What a great, the lyrics are just phenomenal.
We are going to play the KLOS $100,000 name game again very soon.
Yeah, it's like up to $1,800 already.
So keep listening for your chance to get in on that. Right now we're talking about Dude Looks Like a Lady. You were mistaken for a woman because of your hair.
Hello, Kevin Sligo.
Yo.
This is me. Are we reaching?
Hold on a second, let me see.
Are.
Yes, yes we are.
Yes. Were you mistaken for a lady?
Well, yes. The funny thing is, back in the high school in the 70s, I had long blonde hair, surfer dude, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then mom always said, you look like a girl. You look like
a girl. Yeah.
But I had a picture of me and my 68 Roadrunner doing a burnout. You know, you put some tranny fluid on your tires and you smoke and white smoke.
Right.
So I'm showing these pictures at work. I kid you not. Last week, 2 weeks ago. And the dudes are going, you look like a chick.
Like, come on. I had enough of that back in the day.
My mom told me that so many times.
You're like my mom.
All the girls love me.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eye, long hair. They love to rub the fingers through my hair.
They loved that. That's right on, man.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate it. KLOS. Hello.
Kevin and Sligo, you masters of mayhem and merriment.
I thought you said bastards at first, but yeah.
We'll take either.
Well, that's an idea.
You were mistaken for a woman?
Oh, in the 60s, I had long hair and a cursed face.
Cursed?
I looked exactly like Joan Rivers.
Oh, wow. People kept asking me for autographs.
No, they didn't.
I got rid of that.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
That's beautiful.
Can we talk for an autograph?
Can we talk? So when you came out with your movie Rabbit Test, everything changed?
Of course it did.
That's awesome. When did you finally cut your hair? What made you, motivated you?
I didn't cut my hair. I grew a beard.
Oh, okay.
That helps. Right. That does help.
I can look like Joan, but it's hidden by a beard. Gotcha. I look like Jerry Garcia.
I'm going to need to meet up later on for some treats.
That'll work.
Yeah, okay. You know. I need to see the room melt.
Joan Rivers or?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Jerry Garcia.
Who cares?
Whoever.
Songs about money.
Cash. More dollars. You know, all the talk about the lottery and everything, I figured we'd do songs about money, and there's a couple from AC/DC. Notice AC/DC loves money.
Like, I mean, who doesn't?
So we decided to go for this one. That was a hard choice, but what do you got? What's your favorite song about money? Give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are at
Kevin and Sluggo.
Give me five songs about money. What do you got, honey?
Hey, how about some Van Hagar, Big Fat Money?
Well, I was hoping to. Yes. I was going to vanish forever, but no, didn't I happen. Didn't win a damn $2 billion. $2 billion?
Yeah.
Someone's out there with a $2 billion ticket.
In Southern California, in Altadena.
You went into Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
You bought
I'd
ticket.
Like to talk to people who went to Joe's Service Center and bought lottery tickets.
Yes.
But didn't win.
Yes.
Because that's hilarious.
Yeah, call us up.
Right now we're doing Gimme Five with a money theme. Uh-huh. Daniel tweets Dire Straits Money for Nothing.
Oh, that's weird, because this guy just called and said,
how about Dire Straits Money for Nothing?
Money, money, money. Cash money.
That's the theme for Gimme Five.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have a little special treat because you're listening to the Gimme Five today. You stick around here after these last song we're going to play at you, and we'll give you a special treat.
A little special treat.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you sounds gross.
Probably run for your life right now.
Yeah.
But one last song about money on KLOS.
You'll never give me your money.
Et Al and the Rest from Abbey Road. Money, 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 money.
That is Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with the theme of money.
Money, cash. So, playing Nazareth, going to do a twofer, and I hate this kind of, I hate it. Such bad news. Such a great voice, such an amazing presence.
Dan McCafferty,
of Nazareth.
The lead singer of Nazareth, has passed. He's 76 years old. He actually hasn't been singing with Nazareth for a number of years, since 2013. He's had a lot of different health issues and stuff, but he's still making music on his own, on the side. He's got like three solo records out, but his voice is so unprecedented in 1975. 100%. Like, he sounded like nobody else. Yep. He sounded like he gargles with thumbtacks.
His definitely set the pace and whatever for years to come.
Oh,
what rock's supposed to sound like.
That dude was the man.
Yep, 100%.
Such an incredible set of pipes. So
very sad to hear the news today.
So it's knock one back for the McCafferty, eh?
100%. I remember going into the record store, clutching my cash when this one was new.
Yeah.
Love Hurts. Buying this, I was so happy to get it home, drop the needle on it.
Yeah.
Parents are like, what the hell is that? Turn that off.
So pretty. And then he starts singing.
I know, right? Yeah, exactly. If I could sing, and I certainly cannot.
Right.
That's what I would want to sound like.
Yeah, of course.
Dan McCafferty there of Nazareth. R.I.P. Bad to hear the bad news. I hate bad news.
Same.
So very sad about Dan. I mean, how many bands did he influence? That sound influence.
All those voice,
rock songs that we play here on KLOS. For example.
I need
Are you ready to win?
I am ready.
You're ready to win a big $1 bill?
I believe it is 5-2, you?
Something like that,
I think that's our overall.
Something like that.
And
4-2.
Ridiculous.
Something. Yeah, this needs to change. All right. Think you might be able to do this one.
What's the topic?
Well, I mean, you're an American citizen.
I am, yes.
You do this weird thing called Thanksgiving every November.
Yes.
Since you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want you to think about 10 of the biggest, most popular Thanksgiving dishes.
Foods.
Food.
Okay, Thanksgiving
food. That's what it's kind of all about. Yeah, all right. If you can get, let's say, because I think this one, usually we do like six
guesses to get
four.
Three.
Four.
Two.
I'm thinking five.
Five.
Yeah, maybe six guesses to get five. I think you can get everything on this list.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think so. And I really want to give you a dollar, man.
No, you don't.
I mean, because you didn't win the lottery.
I need a dollar.
You need a dollar.
What I need.
You knit it.
All right, six guesses to get Five of them?
Five. What do you think?
All right, let's give it a try.
Thanksgiving dishes.
Turkey.
Turkey is on the list. Woo! You're on the way.
One for one.
To that one exciting dollar.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes is on the list. Woo!
Two for two.
Check you the hell out.
Hate stuffing, but I think that's one of them.
Stuffing, yeah, stuffing? Woo! Yep. You know, I used to despise stuffing as
it's
well.
It's not good.
I love it now.
And it comes
I came around
butt.
On it. Well, we don't put it
butt.
Into a turkey. We don't eat turkey. So we just put it in a whatever and do a lot of stuff to it, and it's good.
That's
this is a commercial.
What you just said is shaky.
Stuffing instead
of
potatoes.
We put it in the stuff in the thing, and it comes out pretty good.
Well, I don't do any of it. I just stand there and watch.
All right, three for three.
It.
So yeah. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing.
Yeah. Well done, you.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that annoying?
Turkey.
You're like, mashed, oh,
yeah, it sounds
I'm
easy.
Flying down the freeway, and all of a sudden, someone pulls in front of me.
What's the stuff that they make fresh sometimes, and other people take out of cans?
I am so not helping you with that.
stuffing. What else? Oh, green beans.
I'll give you green bean casserole.
Yes.
It's not green beans, but green bean casserole.
I mean, it's mostly green. I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, totally.
That's a charity, and I'll take it.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving. What about getting that family together? You just love when the fights start breaking out.
Is it? Does it include dessert?
I can't answer that.
I mean, you can.
But if you just don't want to go to a Thanksgiving dinner and they don't have dessert, what kind of Thanksgiving is that? I would say.
All right.
Let me put it that way.
Okay, so pumpkin pie.
Yes. Well done, you.
All right, that's five for five. So yeah. I got one
five
guess.
For five. Check.
Wait,
out.
I won.
No, you have to get.
No, I have
seven.
Six guesses to get five.
You have six guesses to get five. Is that what we said?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't hear anything. There you go. I don't remember what we said already.
Six guesses to get five.
Six
so I won a dollar.
To get five. A dollar. Well done.
It feels like I won the lottery.
You know, it's kind of sad what we have to resort to when you don't actually win the $2 billion.
What's the top 10?
You were so close with cranberries.
Cranberries! That was it.
If you didn't get to it, I was going to give you the hint of a terrible band that people love. Mac and cheese. Now, I don't ever
I
have that.
Love
I
mac and cheese.
Love
and
mac
I would
and
never guess it.
Never had it on Thanksgiving.
On a Thanksgiving.
No.
Wow, okay.
Here's one of my favorites. Rolls.
Rolls, of course.
I'm a good roll. Sweet potatoes.
Oh, sweet potatoes.
And, of course, gravy. So there you go. Well done. You got a dollar,
I am a dollar richer.
That's impressive.
So
man.
Now it is 5-3.
Woo! Two from Blue Oyster Cult on a two for Tuesday on KLOS.
By the way, I don't know if you heard the winner yesterday of $11,600.
Kate. Yes. Yeah, she was so excited. She just walked up and she goes, did anybody say Bolt yet? And we're like, no.
The word was Bolt.
She didn't even think she won.
That you could find on a construction site.
Awesome.
All right, we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And it's already up to $1,600. You be caller 13, give us the word we're looking for, and it's all yours. Here's a label maker.
The name game.
The name game.
Give
away some money,
shouldn't
we? Yeah, let's do that.
KLOS, who is this? Ryan from Pomona. Hey, Ryan from Pomona. You want to play our precious little game? Win yourself $1,600?
Sounds good to me.
You are caller 13, so we are looking for an Olympic sport with a one-word name.
Now, the last two guesses were luge and bobsledding, and those were just embarrassingly wrong. So what do you got for us?
Olympic sport.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With a one-word name.
Oh, let me think about it.
Sure, take the rest of the year.
Take your time.
We got nothing better to do.
Or,
I mean, you are going to have to guess,
actually.
Did
you see that movie the other day, Weird Al, have you watched?
I haven't seen that yet.
You said one-word sport?
Yeah, one-word name. Yeah.
No,
I haven't seen it.
No, it's a really good movie. Yeah, it's Daniel Radcliffe. He got bumped off Twitter for being parody-ish.
Skateboarding's a new sport.
Oh, did you say skateboarding?
Yes.
That's your guess?
Yes.
Oh, all that
sorry,
time.
That is wrong.
Damn. Sorry, dude. But that means next hour it'll be worth $1,800. And I don't know, maybe you have the answer in mind before.
Thanks for hanging out with us for a while.
The name.
Let's
the
play
name.
It. Jamie, sit down at the table. Put your cash on the table. Buy some chips. Oh, wait a minute. You get to play this game for free.
Correct.
Nice.
The last category went on for quite some time.
It really did. 58 wrong guesses, if my math is right.
It was things that you could find at a construction site. One word name, and it was bolt, and it was won by Kate yesterday.
She won $11,600 yesterday with the word bolt.
Correct.
What?
So if you'd like to play today, you could win $1,800.
That's where we're at right now.
By being caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
We'll give you the category. You give us the right word. Boom. You got it from 95.5 KLOS. I said boom.
You did.
That's when the song's supposed to start. You say boom, piece of crap.
Coming up in a few minutes, we've got Gimme Five with the theme of money.
Money, 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 money. Sorry about that.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Marcella.
Marcella, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God, thank you. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Sluggo.
Hello.
All right, we are looking for an Olympic sport with a one-word name.
And we very much want to give you this $1,800. So let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were skateboarding and luge. What do you think it might be?
I think it may be, let's try diving.
Diving.
Diving is incorrect.
That's a good one, though. I do like watching that one.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing. Hope you get through again.
Thanks, Marcella.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
So between 5 and 6, it's going to be worth
$2 billion.
No, that was the lottery.
Oh, the lottery.
Yeah, that someone won Altadena. Where are you?
Well, what's our contest?
Oh, $2,000.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind then.
The name game.
What's that now?
Name game.
The what?
The name game.
What you talking about? I don't know what this is.
It's a KLOS $100,000 name game.
I've never heard of it. Well, how does it work?
Up to $2,000. We will take caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS.
You can tell us what it is we're looking for. We can give you $2,000.
Good luck.
Frankenstein has one of these sticking out of his neck.
This was yesterday's contest?
If you leave quickly, you might say you... Off you go.
Right.
Yeah. It's a streak of lightning. A streak of lightning.
Streak.
It's something you see at a construction site.
Bolt.
Yeah! That's what happened yesterday.
If you were listening yesterday, Kate won $11,600.
I always want to give people more hints. It's so hard not to, but we just sit here and nod and let you try and play this particular game. Congratulations to her, 11,600 yesterday.
No kidding.
Well done.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Carlos.
Carlos!
Carlos, you're caller 13.
Hey, nice.
That is the way to do it, my friend.
Nicely done. We are looking for an Olympic sport with a one-word name.
And for $2,000, if you can tell us what it is...
You want to give him the last two?
Yeah, let's see. The last couple of guesses were diving and skateboarding. So what do you got, Carlos?
Skeleton.
Skeleton is a great sport, but that is not correct.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, you lay on your back and you go 1,000 miles an hour down the mountain.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, well, great, great, great reference, Carlos, but doesn't win you anything. Sorry, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care, dude. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
8 a.m., $2,200. My turn?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I won one American dollar.
You did. I was so happy for you. I was so proud.
By guessing 5 out of the top 10 Thanksgiving foods, which is pretty much a slam dunk.
Now, you read a really funny tweet to me a little earlier about someone who won some money in the lottery. Do you remember exactly what you said?
Yes. Let me find it.
Probably now applies to Kevin since he was able to win one American dollar
because
in our big game.
It was quite hilarious. hold, please. Here it is. I won $2 in the Mega Millions lottery. Please respect our privacy as our family decides how to move forward in this exciting and pivotal moment in time.
That is the right tweet. That tweet wins. What else did we learn today?
Correct. We also took calls from people who used to have long hair and were mistaken for women. Mm-hmm. Some of them accepted many drinks before breaking the bad news.
And it was hilarious.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. when you could win
$2,000.
$2,200.
Wow, that's a lot of cash.
$2,200.
Yeah,
to be
you
clear.
Do that. You win that money.
Messed
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I did.
$2,200.
I am the enemy of detail.
$2,200.
And I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have two tickets for you to see Elton John.
There's your little treat.
On his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
That's going to be an amazing show.
It is opening night, Thursday, November 17th at Dodger Stadium.
Now, you say you've been to quite a few Elton John showgrounds.
I've probably seen him six times.
So even if you don't win tickets, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
right
he's
this
great.
Second. Yeah.
Get tickets at eltonjohn.com.
Yeah, so be caller 13 right now. We'll just hand them to you. You don't have to jump through any hoops or give us any weird words or nothing. Just be caller 13. Good luck.
Speaking of sons of bitches, here's our friend Kevin with information on who just won.
How dare you? How dare you call William from Riverside a son of a bitch?
William, we're very sorry.
For winning Elton John tickets. Opening night, Thursday, November 17th at Dodger Stadium.
Well done. We got a bunch of tickets all week long. Led Zeppelin 4 was released on this day in rock in 1971. That's the one with some song called Stairway to Heaven. Remember the comeback song from Boston, Amanda? It was number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1986.